myself back in the woods. Drove a four-wheel drive pickup, kept it running good. Had a little old five-horse Mercury, the thing was bad to smoke. Spent his spare time fishing in a 10-foot loom. There was a lot of money to be had for the man who caught the world record largemouth bass. Bubba had a dream one night, everything seemed surreal. He caught a bass that weighed 25 pounds on a Zipco spinning reel. He was getting anxious, but he waited till the moon was right. Loaded up his truck and boat, headed out before daylight. He stopped for bologna and crackers and a little gas, and he was off to catch a world record largemouth. Artificial lures. He's throwing them hard and throwing them long. Nothing was doing no good. Then he looked inside his tackle box, seen a lure his grandpa made. He tied it on and he let it go over in a cypress shade. He let it set real still, wiggled it kinda slow. Then it seemed like the whole lake exploded. Shook him down to his toes. Bubba said, believe I got something here that might last. It just might be the world record largemouth bass. But he knew that he was in trouble. Knew it was out of hand. When it almost jerked him out of his boat, that's when he swallowed his red mare. And that old bass came up on top of the water, started dancing on his tail, and it sounded something like bubba 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 bubba. Well, it broke his line and blew his mind. Then he started to shake. But he finally got a hold of himself, had a little bit of it. Bubba was down and out, but he had class. When he shook his fist and said, I'll be back for the world record largemouth.